Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Damn, Woody, for a second, I thought it was a Monday.
Feels kind of like a Monday.
Right.
We got enough text. It feels like a Monday.
It does.
I got three stories for you guys.
Go ahead.
Jump right back into the text here. I know people want to talk about the Dolphins. But we're not going to miss an opportunity to talk about Brett Favre when his story gets worse, right?
No way.
Right.
More troubling allegations surrounding Brett Favre. It says the NFL Legends charity, whose mission is to help underserved and disabled children and breast cancer patients, reportedly gifted donated funds to his alma mater's athletic department. Of course, that is the University of Southern Miss.
God.
Favre's charity, Favre for Hope, donated more than $130,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi Athletic Foundation between 2018 and 2020, according to The Athletic. That is money meant for children and cancer patients.
Jeez.
Can he do anything any lower?
Is there anything else?
Oh, he's been setting the bar every week now.
He's taking it to a new low.
He keeps limboing under it. We'll see.
And he's got all this evidence. Like, there's text on everything. And
how do we do this so no one finds out? Is this going to happen?
He has turned into a real piece of crap.
Right.
There were signs of it before.
But then he got the copper sleeve going and you loved him again, right?
Everybody around him's doing time or pleaded guilty to something.
Yeah. Who donates money to Southern Miss?
Someone that went to school.
Well, if it's his school and his daughter goes there, his ass needs to give personal money.
Right. Can't do that.
Needs to be that money he made playing.
No, take the welfare money.
This could end in jail time, by the way. So I don't know. Let's stay hopeful and stay tuned here.
Holy moly.
Well, he kind of deserves it.
No, I get it. I mean, he does.
All right, real quick here, a newly designed supersonic jet be able to fly passengers from New York City to London in just 80 minutes.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Well, Joe, it means if you know you got your jacket, you need to get it repaired, or you need to even get a new jacket, another color maybe.
Be there in
one of those reversible jackets.
Right.
You get it done in that morning.
I ain't putting that jacket. I won't get rid of it, but I'm not wearing it. Kim Bocamper ruined it for me.
Did you bump into Ian Eagle at all while you were up there? Did he see the jacket at all?
No, but I did talk to him for a while.
You really did throw us for a loop when you said it was reversible.
I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. First time I heard that. I didn't know it was reversible.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Did you know Hollywood? I had no idea.
But
no.
Bo's even called that out. Like, go ahead, bro. Let's see the other color.
Wow.
See if it matches.
You shocked us yesterday. Shocked us.
Is it supposed to be reversible, though? Does it have, like, tags on the inside, like labels and stuff?
No, it actually is just... I don't know if it's
considered just wearing it inside leather, out,
right.
But
just the finest leather.
Bought it in Florence. Anyway, I don't know what that means.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there in an hour and change,
right,
Joe, so
right.
you can go on a shopping spree wherever it is you like to shop. All right. Finally, here we never miss a documentary either, guys. And coming to Peacock, there is a new Barney docuseries. Remember Barney, the purple dinosaur?
Yeah.
Wow.
I grew up during the Barney time with the kids.
So the documentary is called I Love You, You Hate Me.
That's great.
One of the most beloved children's characters turned into a target for hate. It's a dark story of everyone's favorite talking dinosaur, Barney, and the story will be explored in Peacock's two-part docuseries, I Love You, You Hate Me, which premieres October 12th.
Why?
The series will follow the rise and fall of Barney the Dinosaur's furious backlash.
What?
And what it says about the human need to hate, according to the streamer's description.
What?
That's weird.
Right.
The, quote, bashing came in the form of violently destroying Barney merchandise, spreading rumors, including one claiming that Barney's actors hid drugs in the costume's tail, and even death threats towards the show's performers, crew, and their families.
Oh, man.
This is a good place to hide the you know, in the suit.
Former, I thought Eeyore was down. Jeez,
this
man.
Former Barney actor Bob West recalled such an instance in the trailer, stating, quote, they were going to come find me and they were going to kill me, end quote.
That bad, huh? I don't know. Barney lived such a tough life.
Wait, we're...
This is wild. It says, from Barney bashing to frat parties to homicidal video games, something in American society broke into a million pieces and it's never been put together again.
Well, let's try to get it back.
I think Barney's done, dude.
Let's try to get it all back here. Let's get a little positive.
This is the one documentary you thought you wouldn't see here. But
I mean, the documentary's on everything at this point.
I know we got to get back to Dolphin stuff. Did you see the pictures of Larsa Pippen?
No.
She was at a concert with baby Jordan.
Yep.
And they're just friends?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked like friends.
Caught that the other day. I figured that would have been right on your... Your tabloid list.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean in any way to be disrespectful to my wife, who I love. Uh-oh. I think she looks really good, though.
She does.
Just look and don't touch. That's it. You know.
Thanks, Zach.
You could shop around the grocery
store. I appreciate
store.
You saying that
just
coming from you.
Right.
What else you have?
All right.
You shop for the groceries, bro. You don't have to cook dinner.
Tua's injury is not... Back to the text machine.
Oh,
we
I'm
go.
Sorry.
We're going
okay,
back
you
to the,
hit two. Okay.
Did you want to go back to the text machine?
Yeah, 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 of course. People nice enough to send. Is there a lot of hatred, anger?
There's a lot of everything, man. So here's the problem. We don't, I mean, we know what happened on Sunday, but we don't know what happened on Sunday. That is, to me, is the lingering issue here.
This really isn't about yesterday.
But so the NFLPA comes out and puts out their statement that we have the investigation ongoing. Yeah. We're looking into everything. And like, I think we need to definitively be told, and I assume that that's kind of what they told us.
So this really,
that he didn't have a concussion on Sunday.
This isn't really about yesterday. It's about what led up to it with the game on Sunday, where he came back in the game after now everybody's seen it and everybody's had a good laugh going, oh, so you got a little back problem, and that's the way when you get up, that's the way you look. And so, look, everybody's had a little fun with it, and they're going, no, it's an independent neurologist on a serious note, and he's looking out for the best of all the players, and now this happens and falls back on his head for a second time in 4 days. And then you have that, what you had yesterday of him – down on the field for a long time. I don't know. Felt like it was like 15 minutes on the ground.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it
was. Well,
Amazon
showed the replay about 8 times.
Right.
Close-ups and every cringe angle you could possibly have.
It was horrible.
Thanks, Amazon.
Right.
It's an interesting broadcast they put together, by the way.
Everybody
Kirk
rips
Street
it. Every time we – now, this is our third game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everybody is – well, NBC had the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is ripped, everything about that. And Al Michaels is
pretty
damn good.
He's really good.
So here you go. Like, we get back-to-back texts here. This guy says, by the way, my legs have completely given out when I had a pinched nerve in my back. Then the guy above us says, bro, using the eye test last Sunday, he had a concussion. No one acts like that with back pain. The NFL and the Finns failed him big time.
They better hope not at this point.
I can't imagine, again, I just cannot imagine with everything at stake with this league and this guy being your franchise quarterback that those doctors saw what everyone else saw and just said you're good to go, no concussion, without him actually having one, and just rolled him back out there. I can't imagine
so
that.
You have team,
think of the liability.
So you have team doctors that are now trained in. I happen to – this is my doctor – And then on top of that, you have an independent doctor at every game. And you have lawsuits. It's the biggest lawsuit problem that the league has and never talks about from guys that have committed suicide to why and had the brains, you know, given to science and these different universities to evaluate and all these things. And so they're dealing with, they had to put aside a lot of money to take care of these people and try to figure out which ones to give the money to. Like, it's pretty serious to them. And so I'm not sure what Mike McDaniel's supposed to do when the league says he can play in the second half. He's been given a green light. He can go back out and play in the second half against the Buffalo Bills. Are you supposed to go, we're not going to do that, but thank you, NFL. Of course you're going to do it.
Well, I read that each team has an unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant hired and assigned by the NFL. That person advises whether a player should go into the concussion protocol. The trainer has final say in whether the player can return to the game.
By the way, we got people questioning the Cincinnati hospital, too, just in case.
Yeah,
the Dolphins doctors weren't enough. The Cincinnati doctors are in on it, too, because apparently they think Tua just left the hospital on his own.
No,
Discharged doesn't mean that he's cleared. They just said that he just left on his own.
They thought it was safe enough for him to go home on the plane. That was the big thing.
Not according to our doctors.
Not the Twitter
here,
doctors.
Here, the Twitter doctors. They
doctors.
They think it's very irresponsible, that hospital, to let him go. They didn't clear him. He left on his own. He pulled a Joe Rose.
No. He didn't pull a Joe Rose.
He just
Joe
left.
Rose.
Snuck out the window.
Joe Rose pulled a
he
Joe
said,
Rose.
I'm fine. He just walked out.
Took
and
nurses
on
down,
the
doctors, no clothes on, a robe, my package hanging out, just going, I'm going out that door and you're not stopping me.
Yep.
And he said, I'm calling Don Shula if you walk out of here. And he's going to be upset.
And he was.
And he was.
And
I
was. He was right.
Totally. That was it. That was it for.
Here you go. 561 says it's not a head concussion. It's probably a spinal concussion. That makes the most sense. Back pains is the chief complaint.
Well, that's what the league said. And the independent neurologist said last week. And I think we all thought, wait a second, man. He fell on the back of his head. We saw him get up. I think we all thought that. And then Kimbo Camper goes, he's going in the second half. They said it's his back. Okay, whatever. All right.
What a week.
Well, you couldn't make
what
this
a
up.
Week.
Boy.
God.
It looked like it was going to be a pretty good game for three quarters, except blown opportunities by the Dolphins with not getting things done. And the other part of this, and I'm going to say it, and I don't mean it to be mean towards Tua Tagovailoa, there was no reason for that hit and that tackle and being thrown down to happen. There was no reason. He had all kinds of time. Actually rolled out to his left a little bit. And if it's not there, throw it away. Or throw it towards whoever you think's got the best chance one-on-one to make the play. Whichever way, but don't kind of curl up and get ready to take a sack.
Right.
Especially off of what you just went through a few days ago after you released the ball. So a lot of tough stuff going on there that we'll talk about this morning. Got 8 o'clock hour coming up. So stay with us for all that stuff. Boy, I tell you what, I knew this was going to happen, the old voice. Right now, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership, the two facilities in Dade County for the homeless. But it's so much more than just a bite to eat and a bed. Or even clean it up. No, it's so much more. It's about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care and all the great programs. They do it. The goal, 90 days, 60 to 90 days. They help you find a job, get you back out, let you see doctors you need to see, get you on the proper meds if that's what it's about, if it's mental health, and really get everything. Babysitting services for the kids, help you find a job. Help you find a place to live. Now, this is where you can help for that fresh start for your new life and your new home. We got a $500 move-out kit. For $500, you can provide a fresh start to a family or individual with a move-out kit and help them transition from homelessness to hopefulness. Not a bad way to go. Listen to some of the things for your $500. The kits include bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more. So please join me. at 560 WQM as we help support families at Chapman and support their journey home. Just Google Chapman Partner Move Out Kits and click on Donate to provide a family with a move out kit. Just one. If you can't, how about you do 250 and get a friend to do 250? You'll feel so good because you're giving somebody in South Florida a fresh start. So be a part of it at Chapman Village, and thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.